let loose the tide. The unleashed metals bayed like hounds. The workmen shrunk through their fright. Fatal harm to the bell was dreaded. Fearless as Shadrach, Banadonna, rushing through the glow, smote the chief culprit with his ponderous ladle. From the smitten part, a splinter was dashed into the seething mass and at once was melted in. Next day, a portion of the work was heedfully uncovered. All seemed right. Upon the third morning, with equal satisfaction, it was bared still lower. At length, like some old Theban king, the whole cool casting was disinterred. All was fair except in one strange spot, but as he suffered no one to attend him in these inspections, he concealed the blemish by some preparation which none knew better to devise. The casting of such a mass was deemed no small triumph for the caster, one too, in which the state might not scorn to share. The homicide was overlooked. By the charitable, that deed was but imputed to sudden transports of aesthetic passion, not to any flagitious quality. A kick from an Arabian charger, not sign of vice, but blood. His felony remitted by the judge, absolution given him by the priest, what more could even a sickly conscience?